Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, Emmanuel Faith family. I'm Greg Hill from the Faith Kids staff with today's devotional titled Searching for Worshippers. Imagine being a first century Jew who traveled to Jerusalem for the annual Passover. You've made this journey dozens of times, but this time it just feels different. For hundreds of years, the words of the prophet Zechariah have not been fulfilled. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, from Zechariah 9:9. After the nation has waited hundreds of years, you finally see the one Zechariah anticipated, and you see Jesus of Nazareth, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey, Zechariah 9:9b. He's here, Messiah. You want to honor the king, but all you have is a song, a palm branch, or an outer garment. Because he is worthy, you use what you have to worship your Messiah, saying, Hosanna, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, from Luke 19, verse 40. Whether it's first century Israel or 21st century North County San Diego, God is looking for the same excitement from people in worshiping the Messiah. In John 4:23, we see Jesus say to the woman at the well, the Father is looking for those who will worship him in that way. He is looking for people who are willing to humble themselves and approach him with an honest heart. The location of the worship doesn't matter. The status of the worshiper doesn't matter. But a right heart attitude is required. In his letter to the Romans, Paul would put it this way, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Romans 12:1. The Father is searching for worshipers who have a right heart. Will you join with others in the church in worshiping today, whatever you may be doing? Hiking, chores, work, and school are all places where we can present our worship to God. Going back to first century Israel, the Pharisees were among the crowd of people who were close enough to tell Jesus that he should tell the people to stop praising him. Jesus responded by saying, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out, Luke 19:41. The Father will find worshipers. The only question that remains is whether it will be the rocks crying out, or us, presenting our palm branches and garments, or perhaps a song and scrubbing dishes. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.